in my car. My daughter and my mother. Hello, how you doing? How you
Hello.
Doing? How you doing? How you doing? My way, my mother and my daughter to go get my time. She said, I don't know what type of games they playing, but guess what? I have the date. My mother could tell you I have text messages that could show that I text. She calls me on the regular.
Sorry, what's your name? Can you please provide me with your name?
This is Kiana Gamble.
Okay, hi, Kiana.
We're going to her house. I don't even want to work for them. We're going to her house. Because my mother watches my daughter, and my mother can tell you, like she just told you in the six, because she's signed for it. One thing Miss Orgy is, she likes time. So I was there for an hour and 15 minutes getting four times she signed. She went over everything. Well, I want to make sure this, that I let her go on here and do it. So when she talked to this will be my boss, earlier, she said that
hi,
she mentioned she was about.
Sorry to call
I took her to the doctor in the six. How did she get to the doctor's? The Montgomery can not get an address to the doctor's. We're sweeping everything because I took her.
Please do not attend the patient's house.
Who? Who's here before the six? I have proof that I worked on the six. I ain't never had a client that ain't go to work. I have all the proof. My mother could tell you and my son sitting right here. Now, enough is enough. And that lady sat there and signed my timesheet when I had my three-month-year-old daughter in that car yesterday. I wasn't supposed to go up there. I was up there for an hour and 15 minutes giving her grace and letting her take her time because she's 92. So sometimes she gets frustrated. I'm frustrated, too, because guess what? I haven't been paid. But guess what I have done? I have secured my job. I have made sure my client was safe, and she gets in my car. Every time she's there, I got transportation going. I got to go to market. That's no problem because that's a part of my job description. She's 92. So you do have the mental to see that. Ms. Myra gets a little confused. That's why she kept saying, did she sign? She's talking about the timesheets because she did sit down with me and go over the timesheets. Guess what? She has
Kiana,
a copy
I'm going to have to cut you off right there. I'm going to escalate this with human resources.
She has, listen, Myra, listen real quick. She has everything that we have. I gave her a copy. I was there for an hour. I took my time, and she signed for the six because she made sure, you heard what she said, I was late at 10:45. My mom is the main client, and she watches my daughter. We had to be there by 11:30. I can tell you what doctor's office we went to. I have an iPhone, so my iPhone shows you everything. I even texted her that evening when she texted me and said, Mom, I said yes. That was on the 6th. I have a screenshot of her texting my phone.
Sorry, Kiana, but I will have to escalate this with upper management.
You got me?
Because I cannot have this situation going on. Please do not
attend the patient's
house. So
who was paying me for the 6th? That's all I need to know. I'm missing days for a whole
month. I will
escalate
this with upper management, but I cannot give you a response on that.
Okay, listen, I need to know. I need to know at this point right now, what days are we getting paid for? That's all I need to know. That's all I need to know. Because I did make a mistake with the 15, and I appreciate you for fixing it. We know that. So what days are I getting paid for? Because guess what? I drive.
So far,
I'm writing it down.
July 16th.
That was correct. You was right about
that. July 23rd.
Hold on, wait a minute. One second. July 23rd.
And July 30th.
Wait a minute. We said July 30th. We are missing.
We are missing July 22nd.
Okay, that's the 22nd. That's the week.
Yes.
That's the 22nd. That's the Tuesday. The fill-in day. That's the fill-in day. Okay, that's
yes.
The fill-in day.
That's the fill-in
day. We got
day,
the 30th.
Yes.
We got the 30th, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you got me. Okay. And we got okay. And so all we missing is the 6th. So do we need the 6th escalated? Because I can go.
Yeah.
I have a GPS system, so I have no problem contacting my dealership. They can show the mileage on my car for that day, where my car was driven to.
Do not do that because that can be considered harassment, and we do not want that. Please do not attend the patient's house.
Not her house.
I'm going to handle this with upper management, and I will get back to you, okay?
No, listen to me. I was saying, not her house. My car has GPS. It can show where I was at on the 6th. I have an iPhone. I have a smart car.
Yeah, but you're giving me a version, and the patient is giving me another version, so I do have to escalate this. I understand what you're saying, but me, on my end, I am not authorized to pay you for that day.
So
because the patient already expressed that you did not work on that date. So I'm going to escalate this with upper management, and I will get back to you with a response.
Wait, she signed my time sheet because I have a copy of this time sheet. You have a copy of it, and she has a copy of it, too, for the six. She signed my time sheet and then called you later on again that day at 92 years old with all the diagnoses that my client do have and said she didn't work on the six. But she had a doctor's appointment. I have a GPS that can show you because I go over there. Because if I didn't work on a six, I shouldn't know where her doctor's office is at. That means you didn't work. You didn't go to her doctor's office. You wouldn't know where her doctor's office is at. Being as though I did work on a six.
Kiana, I'm going to escalate this with upper management, and I will get back to you, okay? That is the response that I can give you.
Who is upper management? So I can drive up there. Who was our, Yona? Who was our manager?
Because
I traveled on the six. I did my job on the 6th, and I'm not being paid. She signed my time sheet. I have a copy of it. You have a copy of it. She have a copy of it. Then you called me back and said that she spoke to her, and she said she was at the doctor's all day. I'm telling you, as I work for you, I know she had a doctor's appointment. I took her. I was the one that told you. You see, the time is 10:45. I arrived late.
I'm sorry, but the only response that I can give you at this time is that I will escalate this. I'm gonna hang up the call. Please submit the timesheet for July 22nd, and as soon as I have a response on August 6th, I will be calling you back. Okay.
Okay. So when would I be paid for those days? I'm sending you the 26th right now. My mom doing it right here. When would I be paid for all them days? How many days
for the
mom?
16th, for the 23rd, and for the 30th, it will be on this Friday.
One, two, three. Wait, we missing 4 days. So my mom about to do it. So all we missing is the 6th. We going to dispute that. Okay, I will take care of that when I end.
We are missing July 22nd.
My mom doing it right now. My mother, Althea Gamble's right here. How you overriding that signature for the 22nd? But she has one that she signed. She's saying I didn't work. I'm going to give her grace because she's 92 years old, and we clearly know that she has dementia. You know, you remember, you don't remember. But I'm not letting nobody let me travel, and I have a daughter, and I did my job and not pay me. So you saying I'm getting paid this week for the days I'm missing? My mom doing the time sheet now, so that'll be through next 5 minutes. So I'm missing, how much am I exactly missing from the 6th? That's all I need to know, and after that, we done.
No, I wouldn't be able to tell you that because you didn't clock in or out.
Oh, don't worry about it. So whatever it is, I'm going to round it off to how much I'm missing, because I don't work for free. And nobody's going to sit there, and she signed my time sheet, told you verbally, she was late that day. Yes, I know. I told you to the doctor. I'm telling you that, Miss. I'm telling you because I work for you. You supposed to have, you know, that's the client, but you supposed to have our bank too. I'm telling you, I went to work. I can show you the place that she went to the doctor. She signed for my time sheet, and then she told you my neighbor drove me that morning. My neighbor didn't drive her. I'm telling you, I drove her. My mother, who's been with y'all for 5 years, watches my daughter. Wednesdays belong to her, and I clock in for her in the evening.
I'm gonna have to hang up the call because I feel like we're just going back and forward. As soon as I have a response, I will be calling you back.
When am I getting paid for my missing days? And what's your address? Mom, get the anything. I'm tired of them. Get the anything. I'm tired. Hey, bro, I'm working. They don't want to pay me. They don't want to pay me. That's because they get paid
for
you.
What's your question?
But you call a boss. I'll see again, but if they don't ever do nothing, you make sure you call. My mom said, what's the pay period week? Do the court and it's my mom said, what's the pay period week?
Well, you send timesheets for 3 different weeks, but you are going to be paid for all of those days on this Friday.
And what day Tuesday you missing? That's a Tuesday, right? July.
The date that is missing is July 22nd.
That's a Tuesday, 7/22. And you said that's it, right?
The timesheet that is missing is July 22nd.
Okay, total hours of it. What's that? That's 8 hours. Okay, so I missed 8 hours. So it took 8 hours for me. Okay, boom. All right, boom.
Kiana, is there something else that I can help you with at this time?
I'm sending over right now with my signature. You said you're going to take care of the signature for that. What's the pay period week? That's all we need.
For July 22nd?
It says, I did the 22nd, but it says...
For July 22nd, the pay period is July 21st to July 27th.
Okay, so you said 7/27?
Yes, from July 21st to July 27th.
Okay, thank you. I'm shooting it over to you right now. Have a good day.